There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sandra, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
Hey, I have a question. I'm 26 years old, and I have a 17-month-old and a 18-month-old and a 7-month-old now. I have all these, even when I had my first child, they have become my world. I would do anything for them. I took my youngest daughter for her shots, and while I was sitting in the doctor's office, I realized that she had kind of a red mark on the side of her face. So I pointed out to the doctor and asked if it looks like a bruise, because I was curious about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, he automatically accused me of child abuse.
Wow.
Which shocked me more than anything else. I mean, I was angry, but I was more shocked, because if you ask anybody that knows me, there would be no question ever. So now I'm going through the whole process with Child Protective Services and DCF and everything else, and I'm almost scared to hold my 7-month-old baby, because I don't want
Do we know, Sandra, do we have any idea where the bruise on your daughter's face came from?
We actually got talking about it, me and my husband, and we believe it was from my 18-month-old.
Was it the 7-month-old who had the bruise, or the 18-month-old?
It was a 7-month-old,
okay.
And it wasn't a bruise. It just turned out to be a red mark. It was gone later that day.
Did you show that to the doctor?
Yeah, I pointed it out, and then he accused me of child abuse. And my question is if I was abusing my child, why would I point it out to him?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that does make some logic. I think what you have to do, look, understand from his point of view, he may have been burned in the past. In most states, it is mandated that if a physician sees any evidence of abuse, even domestic abuse, any kind of domestic abuse, including child abuse, wife abuse, husband abuse, they have to report it. It's against the law not to. So he may have just been covering his butt a little bit more than was absolutely required. So how long ago did this event occur, Sandra?
About a week ago.
And so have the Child Protective Services been to talk with you?
Yeah, I actually had to go see them. I'm still going through the process. I had a caseworker from DCF come out, and he said as far as he's concerned, he don't see any kinds of abuse. He's going to close his end of the case.
Okay.
But I still have to go through with all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
And it just...
I know it's really frustrating, and I know that saying, look, if you can just hang in there, that it sounds to me that, first of all, I don't know the size of the bruise, but my guess is that your hand is much larger than that baby's face. The fact that there was a discoloration, and kids can get a red mark from lying on that side of their face when they're in bed. So, all you can do is kind of hang in there, and I'm very sorry that this happened. On the other hand, what you really want is the society that does protect the most helpless members. And while it's irrelevant for you, I suppose if he had any question, that was kind of the moral thing to do, even though it's very inconvenient. It's a good time to have, if you have people who are on your side, and whether you have a clergy person that can sort of vouch for you, or your parents or anybody like that, it's probably not a bad idea to have them write a letter or whatever to whomever. My guess is that it will be dismissed. But go ahead,
yeah,
whatever you've been asking.
My daycare called them and everything because they're like, we've been dealing with these kids since they were 1 month old, and there's never been any sign of abuse.
Good. Well, again, I'm very sorry, and as you know, it's one of those allegations that it's very hard to deal with to prove that you're not an abusive parent. But it sounds like, I'm not sure if there's a specific question here, but I would continue to hold your child because your child is going to
get... my thing. How do I get over the fear of, like, when I'm changing her, I'm scared that if I accidentally scratch her or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I think what you're going to have to do is just understand that kids wiggle, that a pin, you know, the mark, most of us, don't you use the diapers with the tape on them now? Do you still use the ones with safety pins?
No, ma'am.
Okay, good. I mean, look, and I think all of us as parents have, I mean, my daughter was a 10-month baby, and so she had ingrown fingernails. And I can remember the first time I cut her fingernails, and I sweat down to my kneecaps because the fingernails were so ingrown that there was a little bit of blood, and I thought I'm the world's worst parent. So I think you're just going to have to be your most grown-up, most adult self and understand that you are a good mom, that you are careful with your child. But at some point, one of your kids is very likely going to fall and get a bruise, even fall and break something. I mean, that's what kids do, and that you're a good parent, that you have confidence in your parenting, and that you're not going to be intimidated by a system that has overreacted. And I know that sounds easier to say than to do, but I don't want you to stop loving your kid, and I don't want you to stop hugging your kid. And hopefully, I guess part of what I would maybe do is go back to that same doctor at least for another couple of times, just to prove that you're not an abusive parent and that you understand that he was acting from pure motives, even though he was completely wrong.
Yeah, he upset me highly because there was no other question, like, because she's just getting where she can sit up, and it wasn't like, did she maybe fall over and hit her face or anything like that. It was automatically child abuse. That's what upset me so much, I think.
Well, and I might write a letter to the doctor and to the pediatrician, and especially if it's a practice, and saying, without sounding like you're... In fact, if you want to write the letter, then you can call me and I'll go over it with you, of saying, I understand that your responsibility is to watch out for the child, but it would seem to me that there should have been some other questions asked, and that maybe asking me to bring the child back in a couple of hours to prove that it was just a redness, not a bruise at all, to measure my hand against the bruise to understand that it was not, you know, that I did not slap the child. I don't know. You may want to talk to Child Protective and ask them if you should be proactive about it, because I don't want you to get in any more trouble than's already happened here. But it does seem to me that it's so easy to make the allegation and it's so hard to disprove it. And while you can understand the doctor's point of view, as I need to protect children, that there should have been some at least investigation, or I guess maybe he decided that he could go ahead and do the percentage play and somebody else would investigate it, but it certainly caused some anguish from you. And I think, if nothing else, I would probably write a letter to him that says, I'm not an abusive parent. Everybody has agreed to it. The so-called bruise that you found had cleared by the time the baby left the office. Why would I have pointed it out if I was an abusive parent? And while I understand your obligation to watch out for children, that you have to understand that when it's not the case, that there perhaps should have been slightly more in-depth questioning before you decided to make the allegation.
Yes, ma'am.
But okay. hug your kid, sugar. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sandra. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Alrighty, so I mean, it's one of those things that we see coming up is that, look, and in a way, even though obviously it was a problem here, what you do want is if doctors are going to err on the side of, which they used to, of assuming that everything was fine or being a little paranoid, we want, as a society, doctors to probably be a little paranoid because it's safer for the kids. A little more uncomfortable for the adults, admittedly. You know, finding that middle ground is not an easy thing to do. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Can I mention something about calculus? It'll only take about 2 minutes, okay? And this will
That's about what you
mind.
Got. Go ahead.
The amazing thing to me, you could take any line. In other words, you take a pencil and you can write any line. You can make an equation and then draw that line on a Cartesian plane using 10 steps. I'll go through the 10 steps.
No. No, you're not going to do that. John, listen, you and I like this kind of stuff. That's not what this program is. That's not what listeners listen for. That's not what we're going to do here. I appreciate it, and I know that you like having somebody who has a shared mentality with you to talk this kind of stuff, but that's not what we do here. And I wouldn't let somebody call up and give me a complicated recipe for crepes on the program either. So it's not just you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking about, listen, I apologize to John. Well, I actually apologize a little bit to John. That John was my last caller who wanted to, in the 10 steps, explain to you how you could do in the Cartesian universe 10 steps of a straight line. John and I like that kind of stuff because we both have engineering backgrounds, but that's not what the program is. And I figured I could hear radios clicking off all over the world. So thanks, John, but no. I mean, you know, a little bit of calculus. And I love calculus. Goes a long way. So, especially for those of you who don't love calculus, which is probably
me as one
the
of those, yeah.
vast majority.
All of that was like complete Greek to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing about calculus and their Cartesian universe. Greek is the appropriate response. All right, so let me just tell you quickly. This is something I talked about a little bit yesterday, and I don't know quite what to do about it. I'm trying to figure out if I can actually start a campaign that is, you know, this is where let me say a couple things. First of all, you know, I know the ALS campaign with the water and everything, and a number of people asked me to do it, and first of all, you know, I give about a quarter of my before-tax income away every year to charity and have for years and years and years. And I'm delighted to do it. But I do it fairly quietly and fairly privately. And I have no problem with this kind of thing. My only problem with it was, and I guess maybe part of it is having lived in California for 3 years and knowing that California is going through the worst drought they've had in a very long time. And the assumptions are that, that it's going to go on for the next 50 years. And a daughter who worked for the EPA. And the idea of wasting water, and I know it's not very much, but I, you know, I was trying to figure out something else that we could dump on one another, that, you know, maybe the Gatorade or something. But wasting water, even, and somebody's going to say, well, you're nitpicking, and I don't disagree. And it was certainly a very successful campaign. But wasting water is a problem. I mean, I know wasting food is a problem. So I don't know what to do about that. That was number one. You know, I'll tell you what the number two is. I will give you a hint. It has to do with violence in movies. But let's talk to Sherry first. Sherry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. How may I help you?
Well, I talked to you about 4 years ago, and I was having a hard time with a divorce situation. We had been married for about 19 years. I have two daughters. You probably won't remember this at all. Within 9 months of the divorce, he was marrying the person that he had an affair with. She was
right.
also married previously. And I was just having a hard time with him, acting like it was just a typical wedding. He invited my daughters to stand up in the wedding, and it just, you know, it was such a sensitive time in my life, obviously, and you really helped me through that. And fast forward 4 years later, he's moved on, I've moved on, I've gone back to school, I have a great job, things have gone really well for me, but
good.
I still have a hard time with the fact that we don't have any communication whatsoever.
Okay.
And I've always been very, I mean, in the beginning, I probably wasn't the most rational person, but, but, you know, mostly typical things. You know, they were never anything that I would be, you know, ashamed today to say that I did. They were just very understandable, you know, like communication or maybe words that I said.
What kind of relationship would you like to have with him at this moment?
Well, I see, you know, what's going on with my daughters. Actually, my younger daughter is doing well now, and she was in seventh grade when it all started. My older daughter was a senior in high school. She since, of course, graduated college, but her first reaction was to move across the country. And when she was in college, she really stayed away because she probably wanted to just not be involved, you know? That was her way of coping.
Okay, but you, kiddo, listen, you haven't really answered the question, which is what kind of relationship would you like with him now?
Well, this is what the reason why I'm wanting something is because when I did see her recently, she broke down quite a bit. You know, she's kind of a sensitive kid. And I feel like the lack of our relationship for the girls, since it's not existent, I think that that it affects them.
Well, Sherry, wait a minute.
Before
you go on from this, let me point out one thing, and I, it doesn't that no look any child And when I say child, I mean anybody with a parent who's still alive and maybe even beyond that, which means essentially all of us. Given a choice about your parents being miserable but together or happy and divorced, would choose the former, basically, because it's easier. We don't have to deal with it, and whether they like each other or not. I mean, it's just, and I know you can say, well, you know, no, I want my parents to be happy. But the reality is that divorce creates logistical problems for kids. And so kids are not crazy about divorce. So on the one hand, you know, I'm not, that's why I keep coming back to the question that you're not answering, which is, what do you want? Not what do your girls want? Because, well, if your girls, you know, had a magic wand, they'd probably have the two of you back together. That's not going to happen. And it's not your responsibility to make it happen on a fantasy level. The question is, and maybe the easiest way for you to deal with it is to deal with two separate issues. What do your kids want? And what do you want? Because they may not overlap. And then maybe the third area is what you're willing to do for your kids. But the first question, which you still haven't answered, is what do you want? If we're up to you, if it was a perfect world, or at least a world in which we're dealing with reality, do you want to have a relationship with your ex? And if so, how would it look?
Yeah, and I guess that's something that I haven't, like, faced, you know, like...
I know.
The motivation of why I want, you know, a relationship with him. And I do have to admit, because you've told me again what you're asking, is that I myself would like a relationship with him because, you know, we were in each other's lives for 23 years, and the marriage actually didn't even break up because it was horrible. Obviously, there was something else he was looking for, but it came as a real shock to me. So I would like to have a relationship with him because he's the man I married, the man I loved, and, you know, and he was a great parent, you know, to my children. And I think that he has changed as a parent because of them reacting to what he did. And I don't want that for him.
Honey, you can't go backwards. You can't go backwards, and you can't erase. And it sounds to me part of what you're suggesting, and we have lots of time. I'm not, you know, we're going to come up on a break faster than either of us would like, but I'll give you as much time as you need, so we're not in any rush. And the good news about it is over the break, it gives you a chance to kind of take a deep breath and think about this. He will never be the parent that he was to your kids, because they're not the same kids. A parent to an adolescent is very different than a parent to a 5-year-old or to a 25-year-old. So that relationship would have evolved anyway. It would have changed. But you need to make sure that you don't have a subtext here, because it's not fair. It's not fair to anybody, and you're going to get your heart broken again. So what I want you to do over the break is what do you want? If all you're saying is I'd like him to have a better relationship with his daughters, then that's a different issue. You're talking about a relationship with you, and they are not necessarily the same. And I think part of what you're saying is if I have a better relationship with him, the girls will have a better relationship, and that's not necessarily true. That both are separate. That he can have a better relationship with them and not change relationship with you. He can have a relationship with you and not change relationship with them. So think about number one, what relationship do you want? We'll talk about it in a moment, all right? 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
All loans subject to one deck score approval. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is. Your life, whatever it is that's on your mind, is what we talk about around here. Sherry called me 4 years ago, her husband of 19 years, and it sounds like there's a part of you that's still, you know, sort of still in love with him, which is okay. I have a friend who feels that once you love somebody, it's always there. It's like a virus, which is his metaphor. And it never really goes away. But it's something that you can look and say, all right, it may be true, but it doesn't mean I have to act on it. It means that I can understand it. I can accept it. I don't have to act it out. And she's now got a situation where she's got her daughters. Well, it's not clear exactly what the situation is, but she's saying, okay, relationship with him, who had an affair, married the woman with whom he had the affair. When your older daughter broke down, what specifically did she say, Sherry?
I think she's just saddened that she, ever since it all began, she realized that she went into an independent mode, and she kind of felt like she didn't have the family she thought she had. She went away to college, and she just really didn't have much contact with us. And I think she moved across the country. So now I think she's feeling that you know, homesick feeling.
Well, but Sherry, I think you're sort of taking, or at least willing to assign the major responsibility of that to your ex's affair, and part of that would happen anyway, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what kids do. That's how kids, especially girl kids, grow up, is they go away to school, because otherwise they become somebody's daughter, and somebody's girlfriend, and somebody's wife, and they're never somebody. And so it's not an uncommon or unwise or unprofitable thing to do. And now she's sort of in the big bad world. She's out of the womb of college and saying, what do I do now? So I'm not sure I would attribute any, let alone most of this, to her father's behavior, which is certainly disruptive. And there's certainly no question that a divorce is disruptive, and an affair that leads to a divorce is even more disruptive, because, you know, it's one thing for parents to say, gee, you know, we've outgrown each other and we don't get along very well. And the kids are kind of aware of that because the household atmosphere has chilled a bit. Then daddy to have sex with somebody else. But still, you know, I think that if you're trying to have your daughter go back to an earlier stage of development, that's pointless as well. And you don't want to encourage that to her. Well, you know, you can go back to what it was. She should become independent. Now, it may have been that it was for the wrong reason, but you need to be careful about either of you engaging in that. Well, somehow we can recreate what it was before. You can't. And I'm not even sure if you could.
I find that I do that a lot because of the traumatic situation that happened to all of us, or the three of us, is that I do assign every negative thing that happens to that specific, you know, situation.
I know. And honey, look, he didn't leave the kids. He left you. And
I could go into that, but I'm not. But you asked me to find, you know, to tell you why it is that I want a relationship, and I did think about
what relationship do you want to have? The why?
Yeah, what relationship do I want to have? I think for me is that because I've moved on so much in the beginning, and I still feel, but not obviously not, you know, half as much. But I still feel some anger and resentment, and that's not a positive feeling to have. And I thought by having a relationship, because I am ready now, just a, you know, friendly relationship, a relationship that we can just communicate, that would take away my resentment and my anger, you know, toward him. Because
let me say something. I hear what you're saying, but I think you've got it backwards, darling. I really do. And it's not that I'm not willing to hear what you're saying, because I do hear what you're saying. I think the way to get rid of the anger and resentment is find a therapist and decide.
Oh, I've done that.
Well, but it's therapy in like a car wash. It's not like you can put your 2 feet here and you get all scrubbed down. You do the work. And my darling, you haven't done the work. You're still, it sounds like you've done some of it. You're saying you're in a better place. I buy that. But the assumption that dealing with him will make you less resentful, I think, is backward. I think once you're less resentful, you'll be able to deal with him. Because you're going to be asking things, you're going to ask for explanations, or unconsciously you're going to be saying, tell me you love me all those years,
yeah,
or tell me I'm still attractive, or tell me that this marriage isn't going any better than ours. I mean, you're going to be having unspoken expectations, which are going to be disastrous. And I don't want you to walk into that propeller blade.
Yeah, Yeah. And that's what you're like doing. I did in the past that I felt like I am different. I mean, I'm feeling
I buy that.
But,
I buy that. But
I
think there's still...
not 100%.
But, honey, there needs to be... because you've made strides, and it sounds like you have, and good for you. I'm not beating you up. I'm saying you got to do some more work. Because you're walking into this... hoping, look, let me give you the most blatant metaphor I can, all right? Which is that men view sex as, this is how we're going to make up. Women view sex as, are you out of your mind? I'm not going to have sex with you till we've made up. You're doing it the other, you're doing it the man way. Well, if we just can get together, everything will be okay. And I'm saying, no, it won't. It'll be a mess. What you need to do is be in a place that says, either, and I don't know where your place is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, he's a jerk, he was always a jerk, and I just didn't pay much attention, or, you know, my fantasies were important to me, you know, I was putting on a little weight, and I sort of felt like he loved the inner me, or, look, he's an insecure guy, and as soon as this woman gets a little older, he's going to find someone else, or it may be that, you know, that I've always been too dependent, and you know, I don't know, and I don't want to make pulling things out of the ozone for you, but you need to have some safe place, some steady comfort, and what you end up with may not make you feel wonderful about yourself, but you'll feel less up in the air, less anxious, less untethered than you do now. Of what happened. Why it happened? Was there anything I could have done? What's my responsibility to it? And maybe he's a creep. I mean, I don't know where you're going to get, but you haven't gotten there yet. And assuming that dealing with him will make it all come clear, it's not safe for you because it won't. And I would point out there is no reason on this earth for him to do it. He won't do it.
Yeah, that's where I feel he is. But I feel like I have done that work. I guess you don't hear that, you know. Or
well, I'm saying it's not done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, we can only do what we can do. And, you know, we can only deal with the tough questions once we have a safe place to stand. And clearly I'm not in any way, negating what you've accomplished. I'm just saying there's more work to do, and expecting him to help you with the work is completely unrealistic and dangerous because there's no motivation for him to do it. You're going in there asking him to tell you you're still a good person, or he still loves you, or he's a creep. He's not going to do any of that.
It's the latter, and no, you're right. He won't.
He won't. So you either need to decide. Look, I loved him once. I'll always love him. Who I thought he was in my heart. He's a different person. You know, I'll see him at the kid's wedding, or you know, we can be friends because what I've understood is, you know, we married too young, or he's who he is, or whatever. But some sense of, if not serenity about it, at least some sense of, and I don't want to use the word closure because I think it's a stupid word, and I'm not sure it even applies, but some sense of peace about it. And you don't have that, and he ain't going to give it to you. And going and expecting it is going to cut you up, and I don't want that to happen.
Right.
And your kids are going to have to negotiate separate pieces with him.
Okay.
Because he didn't leave them, he left you. And they're going to each have to deal with that in their own way. And their own anger with it, and their own anger with you, or their own frustration with you. And it may have been they were on your side, which is fine.
Well,
but they're
going to... And that statement's arguable, because, you know, if you knew all the circumstances, I think that that's how they felt as well. So
They
know,
felt what as well?
Abandoned. I mean, he's kind of taken
it. No, I'm not disagreeing with that, but he they need to work that out with him.
Right. Right. I mean, and because now it's like his two stepchildren are more important to him than his own children. And he's, vocally said that to another physician, you know, who related to me. So,
well, first of all, the person who related to you is a creep, and you should be careful of that person because they're a pot stirrer. And they may
they
have
say it in those terms. They said it in much, you know, kinder ways.
Well, but look, from his point, you don't know that. You don't know what his feelings are. All you're hearing is a third hand reporting. And I'm not defending him. I don't know who he is, and you know how I feel about people who have affairs. So it's not that at all. I'm just saying you're buying into something that's dangerous and poisonous. Don't buy into it. There is no positive effect from it. None. There's nothing.
I do that a lot.
All right. Well, stop doing it. It doesn't make any sense. It look, dealing with his stepchildren means that he keeps his marriage intact. You have no idea what that means about his daughters. Sounds like his daughters are pretty hostile to him. They're going to have to work out how that's going to work. All right, hang on if you want to talk about this a little bit more, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help. I really am. look, people do things for reasons, and figuring out somebody else's reason for doing something is kind of a waste of time. Figuring out your own reason for why you're doing something is the appropriate use of your brain cells and your time and your energy, right? Because if you don't know why you're doing something, it's what we call in the trade, you know how well educated I am, it's called subtext woo-woo. No, it's not. Only I call it subtext woo-woo.
But that's the point a technical being, term, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's from the Greek. It's very serious. The point is, know what you're doing. Know why you're doing it. Because then you're going to spend a whole lot of time saying, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that. Oh my goodness, I can't believe that happened. Figure it out. Do the work. Paper and pencil. All right, or call me if you have to. All right, let me get one thing off my mind. I was thinking about starting it next hour, but I hate starting hours on negative footing. As you know, yesterday I gave a huge drubbing to Liam Neeson's movie that comes out this weekend. I just thought it was despicable in how it dealt with women, how violent it was. It turns out that the bad guy in that one, who's a very good actor, is also the bad guy in the new Denzel movie, The Equalizer. And I mean, I love Denzel. I love Liam. I love them both. And my point, The Equalizer is as violent a movie as you've seen in a very long period of time. It's much smarter. It's much more entertaining. But it's still stomach-churningly violent. And apparently it, too, is going to be a series. And hopefully, as it goes forward, it won't be quite as violent. And of course, Denzel is fun to watch, as is Liam. My point, gentlemen, is you guys are big deal stars. You get lots of money. Everybody loves you. We all sort of flock to your movies. Don't you have more clout? Both of you have daughters. I mean, to be in less misogynistic projects and less violent projects? I mean, come on, guys.
I've noticed both of those guys in a lot of those type of movies over the past few years. I wonder what's up with that,
That they make money. I mean, We talked about, we talk about violence in the NFL. Well, part of that, the sort of stomach-churning violence comes on, Friday and Saturday nights at the movie theaters, which is where guys go and they take their dates. And this one, we get women beat up, we get women killed in both of them. And I'm thinking, guys, can you use your clout? Now, look, I know that action films make lots of money. And I know that the primary audience, in theory, is young men. It's, 18 to 25-year-old men. That's who supports movies these days. But still, and as far as I'm concerned, even do the horror flicks. Because the horror flicks, everybody knows, are stupid. And plus, I don't have to go to those. I just hate them. So I figure if I hate them going in, there's no sense in me reviewing them. Because I'm, watching movies through my fingers. This is not good. But on ones where you've got big deal movie stars, good actors, loved figures, can't they use some of their clout to say, guys, let's look at this script. Let's tone it down.
Yeah, I don't think so, right?
But they don't.
Joy, when do you think we crossed that point where movies kind of went over the edge with violence? Because I have a really clear picture of it in my mind. And when do you think that was?
When do you think it was?
Well, I think it would have been like the mid-90s when we had movies like Pulp Fiction that really took over.
That's a good point. What was the one with Kevin Spacey that was?
Yes.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino did it too.
Yeah,
Mr. Pink and Mr. Blue.
I can't think of the name of it now for some reason, but yeah, the perfect example as well. Yep, just seems like about that time it kind of just went over the edge where
believe it or not, I think it actually happened before then. I think it happened with Les Craven, because he made these terrible slasher flicks,
right?
That made a huge amount of money. It cost 12 cents to make, and that made huge amounts of money. And I think that was part of it. It's a good point that the question is, when did Reservoir Dogs? That's what I was
saying. Oh yes, yeah.
And then there was Kill Bill.
Yep.
I think Quentin Tarantino was the one, to a certain extent, who sort of legitimatized, with Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, legitimatized incredible violence, stomach-churning violence.
Yep.
But But I think that Wes Craven was kind of the master of these, you know, special effects and gory and whatever. Because before then, that there were not graphic sex scenes. There were not graphic violence scenes that I can remember.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it just seemed like a real kind of turning point for me. Like, and maybe it was kind of late 80s, early 90s, but it just seems like everything. I remember seeing the movie, and this is a completely middle-of-the-road kind of movie. I went to the movie The Green Mile in the theater,
yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
This would have been like the late 90s, I suppose. And there's that the execution scene in that movie.
Yeah, where they fry his brain.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll tell you what, I started sweating, and I had to walk out of the theater. And I could not believe that movie had to portray that in that way. I mean,
I have less trouble with that one because
because
I think capital punishment is barbaric, to be quite honest.
Right,
and I agree. That it
yeah.
happens. That one, because that portrayed at least something.
Shows the horror of the,
as opposed to gratuitous violence that
sure.
just, you know, to keep people screaming and yelling. And I've been in movie theaters where the audience is sort of whipped into a frenzy and start applauding and you're right. Mm-hmm. Reservoir Dogs was 92. Pulp Fiction was 94. Kill Bill was 2003, 2004. So you're exactly right in mm-hmm. your timetable. It's mm-hmm. like 92.
Yeah, sure. Huh. It's interesting because, I don't remember film being quite so over the top before that.
Well, I tend to agree with you that and things like 12 Years a Slave, and as I said yesterday, I mean, there's a part of me that's delighted that whole dialogue about slavery is part of our curriculum. But it also, I thought it was pornographic violence for no reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really would agree with that as well. Yes.
And I think that kind of thing desensitizes us to it. And certainly video games. I mean, somebody's going to say, look, cartoons have always been violent. But I think that most people can instantly distinguish between cartoon violence and the kind of violence we're talking about here. I really do. I think that it's a significantly different kind of event. But your time frame is basically right, early 90s.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right. So I'm just was hoping that maybe stars of that stature, or I guess what I was hoping is that stars of that stature could sort of say, guys, let's not do this. But
yeah.
you know that they're aging guys, I guess, who feel that they have to find the and I object to it much more when Denzel and Liam do it than I do when Schwarzenegger and Stallone do it, because we kind of expect that of them, and we know that those movies are going to be stupid, mindless. These, in theory, are big time movie stars, big time actors. I don't know, it frustrates me. All right, we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about Marriage and Single and about The Pump, which has nothing to do with either. 855. I'm sorry, just knocking myself out today. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.